This presentation focuses on hydrogen safety and technical. It is based on my own background from projects at work 10 to 20 years ago, as well as projects and investigations I've done from my own interests. To keep within my 10-minute time limit, slides and topics that are marked with a capital X in parentheses will not be covered, but they are available via the webpage as listed at the bottom of this slide. A priority focus is safety, which is also the theme of my background. The random scattered concepts section looks at a few interesting The fun crazy stuff section describes two fascinating concepts involving hydrogen and poses a couple of fun, provocative questions. Answers are not my objective. Rather, I wish to provoke thinking and questions on topics that might not be familiar to everyone. Next slide. Safety is always a primary concern and factor for some commercial applications of hydrogen. However, hydrogen has been used commercially for perhaps 100 years or more, and there is a wealth of experience and research behind both commercial and consumer use. The biggest issue on the consumer side is the use of hydrogen for fuel cell vehicles. But for probably 2 to 3 decades, car companies and research institutes have been working on this. I will make comments on two topics listed here that are not covered by other slides. Deploying a technology for the use by public is especially sensitive. I participated in an IEEE standards committee, Canadian Electrical Code standards, for the setup of electric vehicle charging stations at home. Sounds bureaucratic and simple, but I was extremely impressed by the lead person, who was from GM, as well as the other committee members. Fine-tooth comb doesn't even begin to describe how they do this. It requires strong engineering and safety skills. Imagination and vision are critical as you are trying to anticipate rare combinations of events that will cause trouble. Global efforts on ensuring safety are key. Few nations could afford to do this alone and reach the same safety as allow for international business and trade. Next slide. This table shows hydrogen characteristics in comparison to other fuels. Notice the extremely low flash point and very broad explosive limit, which is the worst case scenario for all fuels. Hydrogen stenches, like mercaptan for natural gas. At issue is that an ordinary person should sense if there is a hydrogen leak in their car or home, do something about it, like run. The challenge is to have a stench chemical that is compatible with hydrogen fuel cells. But there has been active research on this 15 or 20 years ago with some promising candidates. Perhaps they have solved this by now. My own experience is that a really small hydrogen explosion makes a really loud bang. When they warned us about this in a research lab and we braced for it, we all jumped anyways. That reaction in itself can be dangerous. It would be a gasoline conflagration. Next slide. In spite of the obvious ignition and explosive hazards of hydrogen, it also has some advantages. Its extremely high diffusivity means that for moderate leaks in a well-ventilated area, hydrogen will quickly dissipate below the danger point. Storage materials can be used that absorb hydrogen, slowing its release from a container. Next slide. I spent several years as the secretary for a project to prepare for the use of hydrogen fuel cells in underground hard rock mining. Apart from hydrogen use by astronauts, this has to be one of the scariest environments for hydrogen. Just think about it. Miners work in tunnels that are essentially like the barrel of a shotgun, with very limited attenuation with distance. If something goes off, you will be like a shotgun pellet bouncing off the wall repeatedly. Even if there is no explosion, fires are always a constant concern, even for hard rock mines. Mining equipment is bashed and banged all day long. Vibrations regularly kill new electronics, and there is a large number of moving parts and people. Even so, both the mining companies and trade unions were supportive, keeping in mind that they are not pushovers and they will decide. One mine manager stated quite simply from the start, "They are never getting those things in my mine. These guys have been around the block many times." Please note two things. A consortia of diverse organizations with varying skills and responsibilities. Chief inspectors of mines. Good luck going anywhere without their approval. MSHA is the American equivalent. Next slide. Next slide. Next slide. Your car could simply combust hydrogen. Just as many engines have long burned natural gas and propane for vehicles, compressors, etc. This is mentioned in the Alberta Hydrogen Economy Roadmap. Even better, you can use mixes of fuels, including hydrogen, even to the extent of flexible fuel vehicles. You don't need high purity hydrogen, and you will have a much more robust system than battery or fuel cell, depending on the application. Caterpillar's recent announcement to work with mining companies to develop electric monster mining trucks surprised me. Normally in the past, the typical assumption was that batteries are appropriate for smaller vehicles and shorter distances. Fuel cells are better for higher distance energy vehicles and trucks, and hybrids are a nice combination of both. Has this now changed? Or perhaps one can charge monster mining trucks whilst they are being loaded or are idling. In essence, extra trucks as a tag team. Next slide. Next slide. Next slide. Next slide. You can ignore my mumblings on this slide. My main point is to warn you that this presentation is now stepping into the unknown, beyond the range of accepted science today, but perhaps not tomorrow. As usual, there are thousands of ideas like this, but it's fun and often beautiful math and science. Hopefully this section will provoke questions, thinking, and not just outrage. Next slide. While working for a half year on funding follow-up for electric vehicles and batteries, I sat in a cubicle beside Mr. Hydrogen, who always impressed upon me that hydrogen is the answer, Bill. Rumor was that he chose Ballard in the early days for funding based on the team that they had. Apparently, a black engineer there was a genius. One day, looking for trouble, I excitedly commented over the cubicle wall that they had found a vastly superior solution for hydrogen storage. Knowing me, he was suspicious, but keen on any progress. When I told him that the approach is to attach hydrogen to long carbon chains, he frowned, told me that I was evil, shook his head, and went back to work. All joking aside, there has long been serious research into hydrogen storage. There are also conventional approaches. Alberta Hydrogen Roadmap mentions ammonia for shipment as one example. Next slide. Randall Mills, a star graduate of MIT, has concepts, mathematics, theories to replace standard quantum mechanics. He also built a company in 1991 to pursue his concepts both theoretically and commercially. So quite naturally, he is an outcast. Many scientists despise him. This first slide is just one of a great many results where he claims to beat quantum mechanics. Without going into details, notice that Mills' modeling generates a nice straight red line compared to the mess on the right. Next slide. Another pretty molecule, another quantum mechanical challenge. Next slide. Mills' 250 kilowatt thermal photovoltaic engine concept is based on fractional quantum levels of electrons, meaning that we are dealing with chemistry, not nuclear reaction. Still, this is a very high energy chemical transformation when dealing with hydrogen. Wouldn't it be horrible if you were driving nonstop across remote areas of the Sahara Desert and your passenger friend drank the only bottle of water in the car just when your car needed it? Next slide. Psychiatrist, mythologist, scientist, all contributed over decades as a basis for the Sapphire Project. Here I show only Christian Birkeland, a Norwegian scientist who did Torella experiments on geomagnetism in the late 1800s and early 1900s. The objective of the Sapphire Project was to experimentally prove concepts underlying the electric sun hypothesis. Project results went far beyond expectations and scope. Next slide. Here is a huge surprise from the project, one that the project team didn't declare for several years until thorough checks of materials, experiment, analysis were verified and multiple experiments were carried out. Elements not present at the start of each experiment were generated by Sapphire and are highlighted in this periodic table. Orion Energy discusses the potential of producing rare earth elements in one of their videos. Elemental transformations shouldn't happen at these levels, or should they? Nuclear valence excitation is a known process. Next slide. Three initial business concepts were area heating for homes and communities, fusion energy, and the removal of radioactivity from materials. By that I mean the removal of radioactivity from materials. The current priority focus is on the removal of radioactivity from groundwater injections, presumably before injection, but that wasn't clear from my quick recent check. Next slide. Now for the fun part, which is directly related to the Sapphire Project. Some ancient petroglyphs clearly match high-energy plasma physics lab results, and their petroglyphs occur all over the world. Ancient drawings were taken as evidence of lower intelligence of primitive people. The ancients weren't so stupid after all, and their drawings are highly accurate. We were the childish ones who wouldn't listen. Look closely at the overlay of the breakdown of a conic plasma into Birkeland current filaments. This concentric circles of dots overlaid on top of Stonehenge. Who knows? Next slide. The events related to these petroglyphs predate 2,500 years ago and may go back tens of thousands of years. It's hard to tell. Maps of the petroglyph sites show this to be a global phenomena, but they are clustered in regions as compared to being spread randomly. Anthony Peratt was not young at the time of his petroglyph survey. How would you like to climb up to the band of light on the mountainside by the Zanskar River? Many petroglyphs are apparently in perilous places, perhaps by intent, and perhaps because those are the only people who survived? Next slide. Related concepts, hypothesis, blanket, physics, astronomy, geology, biology. Here are Alberta locations that resemble the concept of electric scarring of geology by Sapphire Project core team member Paul Anderson. The conventional explanation of our coulees is that they were carved by vast torrents of glacial melt, followed by normal weathering. Possibly all three processes contributed to what we see today. By the way, there is substantial support for electric scarring from the surface geology of planets and moons. Next slide.